It's All In with Andy.
Hey, I'm Andy. Thanks for joining me today, where we're kind of going to catch up on what I've been up to. It's been a while since I've just sat down here and kind of just chatted with you guys and let you in a little bit about what's going on in my life. First of all, recently went to Myrtle Beach. You know, I talk about that a lot. We went at the beginning of August. I think it was the second week or so. We had a great time, enjoyed it so much. The weather was perfect. Right before we went, Tropical Storm Debbie came through, and they were worried about some flooding in the Myrtle Beach area, but it turned out by the time we got there, waters had receded. There wasn't really any damage overall that would have affected people in a negative way, and we were able to still continue on with vacation. But of course, the safety of others was more important than any vacation, so we decided to still go down and take the chance that the floodwaters would be gone, because it did flood a little bit, and by the time we got there, everything was perfectly fine, and we had a blast. Bray and Hadley absolutely love the ocean. Last year, Hadley was a little iffy about it. She was just a baby. She wasn't even a year yet, and every time we took her down to the ocean, you know, a baby can only do so much in the ocean. It pushes and pulls, and it's kind of strange. And Brave didn't really have the confidence to go out any further than probably up to her shins. But this year, we took them out a little bit further. Of course, we held them. We didn't let them go on their own. But we took them out a little bit further than we usually do, and they absolutely loved it. They had a blast. They never wanted to get out of the water. And this old dad was tired by the end of every single day. One thing I did notice while I was on vacation down in Myrtle Beach is I really need to change my life. Not who I have in it or what I do on a daily basis, but kind of the way I eat, the way I take care of myself. I know there was a change that I needed to make, and I was planning on making it soon, but being at the beach kind of really put that in perspective for me, because I was so tired by the end of every day. My energy level was down, and I really needed a change. And thankfully, along comes Elevation Healthcare. That's right. I just started my Elevation Healthcare journey this past Wednesday, August 27th. And so far, it's absolutely wonderful. I haven't had any issues, and we are on the right track. And I feel better already just after a day and a half, 2 days, just because I'm eating better. I'm getting some exercise in. I have more energy. The main reason I'm doing this is because I want to be healthy for my kids. I want to be there for my kids as long as I possibly can. I want to shed some pounds. I want to get more fit, have more fun, you know, just be there for them and be able to run around with them without getting out of breath in 2 seconds. So I'm very excited to start this journey. Of course, I'll keep you updated on everything I do. And of course, if you guys have any questions on it, feel free to ask me. As you well know, Tiny and Katie did Elevation Healthcare as well. So it's finally my turn, and I am very excited. Let's see. Next up, what else is going on? Bray started elementary school. A new adventure there. She was a little apprehensive at first, but when we went to the back-to-school night, she kind of got comfortable. And after back-to-school night, she told us how excited she was and how ready she was to start. The very first day, we took her. She is a car rider, which is what they classify. There's walkers, car riders, and bus riders. We didn't want to ride in the bus just yet. That kind of scared us a little bit. And we have the opportunity to drive her into work. Well, I do. Or excuse me, not work. Drive her into school. I have the opportunity to do that. So I can drive her into school and still be at work on time, you know, like a normal day. So she's a car rider. And with car riders at her school, you pull up to the curb in the car rider loop, and the kid gets out, says goodbye, and walks in. Parents do not get out. At preschool, parents got out, went in with the kids, walked them to their classrooms, the whole nine yards. So it's taking some getting used to with just letting her go on her own. But man, watching her go out and go on her own and just walk into school and figure it out herself makes a parent proud. It really does. But she absolutely loves elementary school. She's gotten a treat every single day because she's a great listener. And I joked with her and told her, at least you listen in school. because she does not listen at home. But nonetheless, she's excited to start to get the year going more. She's only been in for a couple of days now, so she's about to complete her whole first week of school. So maybe we'll take her out for a little celebration for doing that. What else is going on? Hadley's starting preschool coming up at the end of September. She can't start until her birthday, September 26th, because she has to technically be two. But she will start preschool. She just had her open house at her preschool. She's going to be going to the same preschool as Bray did. So all the teachers are very familiar with her, which makes us very comfortable as well. And all the teachers are so great at her school. And we can't wait for Hadley to start. But that's our baby. And she's starting preschool. So that's going to be a tough one when that comes around. And her birthday, of course, is coming up September 26th as well. So we'll be starting preschool that day. And we'll be celebrating Hadley's birthday. So that's going to be a big, big day. What else is going on here? Another thing coming up, football. One of my favorite times of the year. Starts to get a little bit cooler. The sun starts to set a little bit sooner. And football begins. That's right. September 5th is the beginning of the football season in the NFL. And let's go Washington Commanders, baby. Jaden Daniels, don't let me down. But if you do, I understand. I'm a Commanders fan, so we're used to it. But nonetheless, the Commanders kick off their season on Sunday, and I believe they play the Buccaneers, if I'm not mistaken. Let me take a look here. Yeah, Buccaneers at 4:25. So I'm excited for that. I'm not excited that it's a 4:25 game. I like the early games at 1 o'clock. Couple other games that are going to be good. The very first game kicking off the season on September 5th, the Chiefs are taking on the Ravens. So that'll be a great game. The former Super Bowl champion taking on an AFC heavy hitter. Then Friday, the Eagles are playing the Packers. So we've got football Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No football Saturday. Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. So lots of football this weekend. Some other great names. Games coming through here. The Texans are taking on the Colts. The Texans are predicted to be a pretty good team this year. So we'll see how that plays out. They've really loaded up their roster. I'm excited to see what they do. Always excited to see the Cowboys lose. As long as Washington finishes before Dallas in the standings, I'll be okay. And last but not least, coming up on Monday Night Football, the Jets taking on the 49ers. Let's see if Aaron Rodgers can actually make it past the first series of the game this year. Don't get yourself hurt out there, old man. I shouldn't say old man because we're about the same age probably. Actually, yeah, he's probably not far off from me. So I should watch my mouth on that. But football coming up, very exciting time. And I've also got my fantasy football draft coming up. I'm a big fantasy football player. I think I'm in four leagues. One, two, three, four. Yeah, four leagues. The most I've ever been in, I think, was six, and that was way too much. And they were all cash leagues, so I paid to be in them. And if you win, you get money. So it got kind of expensive. But I narrowed it down to four. So I have four leagues now, and I'm excited for the fantasy football season to start as well. My draft is coming up the day after Labor Day. I get all my buddies together. We do the draft in person. It's a cool time to hang out. We have fun, and it's always a good time. But fantasy football is a big part of my life this time of year, and I try not to let it take over too much of my life. Another big thing that happened in my life, totally not related to any type of football talk, I got a new car. That's right. I don't know if you guys remember if I ever mentioned anything about my old GMC Terrain that I used to drive. Absolutely loved that car. It never gave me any problems until about 2 years ago. I had a clogged sunroof drain at the top, and it was during the winter months when we had a big snowstorm / freezing rain hit us, and my car actually had water leak into it because of the clogged sunroof drains. The water didn't have anywhere else to go, and it came in through the car, and it actually ended up with about an inch and a half on the floor of the driver's side. I was very stunned when it happened. I didn't really know what was going on, but I had to get to work. So I threw a towel down and I drove to work like that. I probably shouldn't have done that. I probably should have shop vacced it up or something, because the water definitely soaked down into the carpet. And when I got home that day, I did try to shop vac the carpet up in the water, but you can only do so much. And the car started to smell weird, and we were really worried about mold. So what I had to do was I actually filed an insurance claim, and it was covered because it wasn't my fault. It wasn't anything I did, like leave a window open or something like that. I didn't do any of that. So the insurance company, thankfully, was able to cover the repair. And my train went off, and they had it for like 2 months before everything came in because stuff was still behind from COVID on getting parts and new carpet in and all that. Finally got the train back, and the car wouldn't start some days. Actually, when it rained, ironically, every time it rained, my car wouldn't start. We couldn't figure out what was going on with it. Multiple places looked at it and just couldn't figure it out. They knew it was an electrical issue, but we didn't know where that electrical issue was coming from. And it was kind of annoying to have to worry about driving every time it rained. I would have to get rides from my parents, or I would have to borrow my parents' car because Casey obviously had her car in Frederick, and she goes to work way earlier than I do, so she couldn't take me into work. So that was kind of a pain in the butt. So I went car shopping, and my very good friend Luke at Hamilton Nissan helped me find my Nissan Rogue, and I absolutely love it. It's the first brand new car I've ever had. Technically, it's a 2023, but technically it's new because we just came into 2024, but it's the first brand new car I've ever had. I've always bought used cars, never looked into a brand new car, because I didn't want that much of a payment, but this is totally worth it. Payment's a little higher than I normally have it, but like I said, it's worth it. It's brand new. It's a safe car for my kids. I don't have to worry about it not starting when it rains, and it's wonderful. It's great, and I couldn't be happier. So that's some good news on that end there. I think that about wraps up what I've had going on here lately. I plan to have my buddy Tim come in, and we're going to discuss some football on here, I think. I'd like to discuss every week the games that were played and how things went down, and we always did this. Tim and I used to work together back when I was at City. He was actually my boss, and we got along really well, and we both loved football, and we always talked football. And when I started working here at the radio station and I found out I was going to have my own podcast, I told him he should come on as a guest every now and then, and we can talk football. So we're trying to organize that, and hopefully we can get that done. I think that'd be fun to do. But that's another episode, another day. That's going to wrap it up here today. Thanks for listening. If you made it this far, I appreciate you.
It's All In with Andy.